This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Jane, I think you might have seen this on social media, but just in case, guess who turns 1 year old today already?
Who?
My grandson in Houston.
He is not a year old.
He's a year old today. Idris Reardon is 1 year old today on Friday,
September 5th. He is so cute.
He looks bigger, too.
Yeah, well, he has grown.
He's like in the 98th percentile of height, not of weight. Wow. I did put, you can follow me at Mark Talk on Instagram and on Instagram stories. They're down in Houston. They went with this, it's kind of weird because they went with this Western theme.
I saw your son with a cowboy hat and I thought, what's happening?
I know, right? I said the same thing. Yeah, my son, who's the father, has this cowboy hat on. They just did, you know, I guess I'm a terrible parent because when my kids were little, the ones that are adults right now, and even with Alexa, it's almost like federal law that when you get to like the 1 year birthday or whatever, you have to have the official photo session and everything has to be like everyone, all the families. We never did that. I mean, we did pictures of Alexa, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But now it's like
there was not a theme.
If you don't have the theme, if you don't have the pictures taken and you don't post them, man, you're off the list, I think. So they
did
a little
theme for the first one, the second one I didn't.
They did a Western theme and they all got cowboy boots and stuff like that. Fred's looking like, what are you talking about? You wait till you have grandkids. You're going to see this.
Well, you know,
see
that
what
came
happens.
Up when we're going to the beach for our week vacation starting on Monday. And one of the people we're going with said, oh, let's all get white shirts and pose for a picture on the beach.
Right, right.
That's always
Yeah. No.
To be like
oh,
that
no,
episode
we do
of
that
Family.
Every family vacation. There is garb. And but you know what? Then afterwards you say, okay, it was kind of cool. But yeah.
But it does show you, you know, I'll talk to Evan tonight. You know, we all say it, and you're like, man, a year already.
That no, that's crazy.
It really
I would
is.
Not have, I didn't even think of it.
Yep. So happy birthday
to Oreo. Idris.
I had
Oreo on the mind.
Well, Oreo's a year and a half already now.
Is he really?
Yes.
Wow.
And I put another video up last night of
oh,
him
I saw
with
him.
Max. The puppy and him are fine. They get along. Oreo's not intimidated by that dog.
That's awesome.
He don't care. It's like Honey Badger don't give a you know what. It's like that with my bunny. All right. So what'd you bring us this
speaking
afternoon?
Speaking of Oreos.
Okay. Speaking of Oreos.
Nice segue,
right.
Ethan. Good job.
I have acquired.
Oh, the real deal.
Yeah. Okay. And yeah, give one to Mark. Give one to Ethan.
I'm not gonna.
Okay. You gotta explain this.
Okay.
You gotta set this up.
Well, first
okay,
of all,
I'll
there is
Sue's.
Like. Like really intense packaging. Okay?
All right, wait, let me set this up a little better.
That's true.
A couple weeks ago, I found a story that was in the Wall Street Journal. And it was really interesting, and I talked about it a little bit on the air. It talked about how the company that owned Oreos and the company that owned Reese's were trying to do this collaboration.
Right.
And it was really kind of like the Manhattan
Wasn't
Project
that
of
Sue's
cookies.
News?
Because
yeah, that was Sue's News.
Well, you may have mentioned it in Sue's News, but I talked about the story that was in the Wall Street Journal. So, and I read part of the
that's
story.
That's true.
And the point was, it was very difficult to, because of proprietary secrets, to actually get it to the shelves. Well, now they've made it to the shelves. So last week we thought, let's try these, but we had the imitation
just the plain peanut butter Oreo. Which was also
I thought they
good.
Were good.
Yeah, right. That was good. It wasn't the apple pie a la mode, but it was good.
I missed a terrible.
You missed a lot of fun last week. Yes,
now I have the neat guy. You know, this is like double packaged. Yes. Right. Yeah. So
now you guys tasted
the imitation.
So let's see how this compares.
Here we go.
Let's see here.
Nothing better than just
chewing on a microphone.
Oh, yeah.
I can tell the difference.
It tastes like Reese's.
It tastes exactly like Reese's.
Dang.
Yeah, it's good, too.
The other one is just peanut butter, which was good. This is Reese's. Yeah. No question.
Really?
All that effort was worth it.
Spot
I think
on.
It's pretty good.
Yep.
Okay, now, I'm not going to tell you what this Oreo is.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Ethan, here's what I'll tell you about last week.
This is an Oreo.
She brought the apple pie a la mode ones.
We have to eat them at the same time.
I love those. Those, yeah,
ooh,
apple. I'm telling you, really good. Oh, really good.
Pretty good.
I guess I have to mark.
All right.
Got it.
Here, give one to Ethan.
Let's see here.
Man, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
This is a golden Oreo, but you're not going to tell us what's in it.
I'm not going to tell, and I want you guys to taste, and then I want people to guess as to what it is. Can you guess?
I'm smelling.
It's more along the lines of the apple pie, isn't it?
Pumpkin. Wait.
Maybe there's a little pumpkin spice. Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
I don't know.
It's not. Anybody have a guess?
Huh.
That's the best I can
do. It tastes very close to just golden Oreos, honestly.
Yeah, okay, to me it does too.
Wait, no, there's something else in there.
Yeah.
What?
I thought it was a little pumpkin. I'm with that. No. All right, what is it?
It is cinnamon bun.
Well, I said cinnamon, didn't I?
Yeah. But there was no pumpkin.
Oh, there's no, you know what though?
You didn't say bun.
Now that you say that,
okay,
that's really good.
Now I like it. Yeah,
yeah. Now the last one I have for today.
Okay, I like that one.
And I've got, there will be more. I mean, you cannot exhaust the amount of Oreos there are in life. Okay, all right, this one.
Oh, I like that. That really. Now that I know what it is, I think
you
it's
like it.
You're a little cautious when you're not exactly sure, but yeah, I liked it a lot.
Fred,
I wish we had milk though.
I know. You know what I thought about
Fred?
That.
I know.
You should be the person responsible for milk.
Let me run out to the car.
So,
hold on.
Okay. Interesting. So this one's like a...
This one's chocolate, but with... It looks like...
Something else.
Yeah,
a little both.
Can people hear us crunching when we're crunching?
They 100% can.
I totally can.
It's good for it.
All right. I like this one. Anybody got a guess? I don't know.
It's not the top for me.
It's not your favorite?
Mm-mm.
I like it, but I don't know what it is.
It's fine, but I wouldn't buy it again.
All right, what is it?
Selena Gomez, cinnamon.
Oh, the cinnamon.
I really liked that. That was really good. It's I like that more than the cinnamon bun.
It's okay. It's subtle. I like the other one better.
I think it's more cinnamony than the cinnamon bun.
I agree.
But it doesn't
really
taste
like
as good
that.
With the chocolate, I don't think.
Well, good, then you can take them.
Big fan.
But the Reese's, they are fire.
Thumbs up.
Yeah, they are.
They are fire. Now, I'm still a la mode. Apple pie a la mode is still number one, but this is a close
second.
That's
crazy to me. I'm struggling to process that.
Have you tasted it?
No.
Oh, it's good.
It's obscene.
It's really good.
I was shocked that
since
I liked
Alexa,
it as much.
Alexa declared when I brought them home, I don't like apple pie, so she didn't even try one. I'm like, good, I'll take
it. I'll eat them all.
Yeah.
Now, did you guys all like the Reese's more than the peanut butter?
Yes.
Everyone did?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just because it's exactly like eating a Reese's. I mean, you know what I mean? So it's hard to.
What do you think they do to the peanut butter that makes it taste so much like Reese's? That was their big thing, right? We have to have these taste exactly like.
And they,
It was hard to come up with the. There were only a handful of people that knew about the whole thing. That's why they refer to it in that Wall Street Journal piece as like the Manhattan Project of snacks.
Yeah. It is because, you know what, we don't know what Reese's does. That was the whole point. And the regular peanut butter didn't do it. So there's clearly something that makes the Reese's the Reese's.
Let me take you into a different food category here and see what you think about this. Because we all like lists, right? And I found this one on the Washington Post website yesterday. And does everyone in here, let's start with this question, do you do a frozen pizza from time to time?
Right?
Fred, do you do a frozen pizza?
I go full on Totino's.
Jack's.
You like Jack's pizza?
For the win.
Sue?
Not for a long time, but yes, every now and then.
Only when Marie's out of town.
That's fair.
We do a fair number. We do a fair number because of Alexa, and I tend to like the. I get the Dogtown pizzas.
Yeah, those are pretty good.
You know, I don't even think there is a Dogtown pizza like location. But
No. It's just a pizza that they have in local
Walmart and stuff like that. All right, so the Washington Post. Now, why they did 11, I don't know, but they had blind taste tests for frozen pizzas, and they sampled 11 top brands. A couple of these I was unfamiliar with, so they might be a little bit more regional, but I'm going to count them down for you here. And I guess they did it because they wanted to keep it even. And I think this is weird, though, because I would never just get, I know kids do this and Alexa does, these are just cheese pizzas, right? And they didn't do, there's no toppings on
pizza
them. So I guess.
Simplest form.
Right. They wanted to keep it simple. So number 11.
Come on.
Trader Joe's Organic 3 Cheese Pizza was number 11.
No.
I've never had that one before.
You won't, no. It's not,
no.
You
say it's no? not good?
No.
Jane
really?
Said no.
No.
All right. Well,
you've had it?
Yeah. No.
I got the buzzer there. All
right. Trader Joe's does some things well, but like nobody wants like granola goofy pizza.
Number 10, Great Value, which is Walmart, Thin and Crispy 4 Cheese Pizza.
Don't know that.
That's a, you know, like a bargain brand. That was number 10. Number 9, Jack's Original Thin Cheese Pizza.
Yeah. Pure slander. At number 9.
Wow, you think that's a slight?
Disrespect.
People notice the ultra-thin crust off the bat, with one giving it the distinction of being the thinnest in the bunch. And that seemed at first blush like a good thing, but it didn't offer the playoff or the payoff that they hoped for. It looked crispy, but actually quite chewy. Lamented one taster. All right, number 8. California Pizza Kitchen Crispy Thin Four crust pizza.
Here's the thing.
Four cheese pizza.
It's too expensive, though.
I like the real, but the frozen, I realize frozen isn't going to be as good, but that's disappointing.
Yeah.
Their specialty frozen pizzas are really good, though. They have some
They
have some
pretty
unique
expensive
ones, though.
They
are expensive. They are expensive.
Agreed.
My opinion.
We have a time for number 6, ladies and gentlemen. The Red Baron Classic Crust Four Cheese Pizza comes in along with the Tombstone Original Crust Five Cheese Pizza, trying to up the ante
with not
five different
cheeses.
Like
the Red Baron.
Interesting you said that. Just hang on. Number 5, Freschetta Naturally Rising Crust Four Cheese Pizza was number 5 on the Washington Post list. This one, I was not familiar with the brand. You guys know Screamin' Sicilian?
No.
No.
The packaging is interesting. I
think
like
somebody like that lives in my neighborhood.
No, I think no doubt about that. Number 4, Screamin' Sicilian Thin and Crispy Cheese Pizza. Number 3, Kirkland Signature Cheese Pizza. That's you get that at
Costco. I've not tried that.
Yeah, so when you're waiting in gas for an hour to take...
It was good at samples when you walk through.
Well, I love a good sample. Yeah.
But if you're waiting to get gas to take 3 pennies off of a gallon for 45 minutes, maybe you can swing in and get a Kirkland pizza. Number 2, 365 says Whole Foods Thin Crust 4 Cheese Pizza, as opposed to the earlier one. And then number one, it's not delivery.
It's DiGiorno.
The DiGiorno Classic Crust Cheese Pizza.
Classic Crust. Absolutely.
Number one on this list.
Wow.
And they said, by the way, you know, they had a group of people, but they said, all in all, that was the clear winner. Even after a long taste test, some still found it irresistible. So that's pretty good. And by the way, that's like $5 at Walmart. So,
I mean, really? And it fills you up.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a weenie pizza.
Is this the one that puffs up? What's the thing?
DiGiorno,
with DiGiorno?
Can puff up. Sometimes they have the cheese-filled crust. You can go with that. They have many versions of the DiGiorno, but my daughter
goodness.
Loves the cheese.
Wow, Jane's a savant with frozen pizza. Holy cow.
No, DiGiorno is like the number one, I got to tell you.
Ethan, it's just like Fred sometimes. We peel back the layers and we find different things out from Jane.
And I'm like I'm like a weird foodie.
Some things are quite frightening, like this one.
And
I know what I'm having.
I almost got you Peep cereal. Be glad I didn't.
Here's what I'll tell you tonight. You know what I'm having tonight? I'm going to watch the Chiefs game with a Dogtown pizza and Oreo Reese's. That's
Woo!
What I've decided. The executive decision.
My Reese's?
Sue's
okay.
News is coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza.
New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
It is a Friday afternoon. We still have plenty to go here on the Mark Reardon Show. I'm very excited because the one, the only, the legendary Kenny Wallace is going to join us in the next hour.
How about old Fred Bottenheimer over there, ladies and gentlemen?
And this is our, yeah, there you go.
Isn't that great?
It is. I miss him. I have not talked to Kenny. Actually, and I'll mention this on the air, but when I was in the throngs of the mental health crisis, Kenny was one of those people that I called and reached out to, not only as someone who might have some resources and know some people who might be professionals, but just as a guy who is so positive and can talk you off the ledge sometimes. So we'll visit with him. We got a big NASCAR race in town. He's racing down in Peavey tonight, which should be
love
fun.
It.
Sue, are you ready?
I'm ready. All right,
let's do it here.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Well, I guess you can already guess that it's National Cheese Pizza Day.
Based
on our survey. It's also National Lazy Moms Day.
Oh, when does that get to
Thank
happen?
Thank you. Nobody ever.
Okay, so now, okay, well, I've missed the whole day.
Yes,
I have not been
yes.
lazy today.
Yes. Well, you got tonight.
Okay,
that's good news. And National Be Late for Something Day.
Oh, well, I'm yes. really good at that.
Jane lives too. That every day. Are you kidding me? Congratulations.
Okay. One time.
I have a reputation for that as well, though. I can be... I mean, I'm on time for the show, typically, but
right.
in the rest of my life, there may be tardiness issues that crop up from time to time.
It's hard.
Just telling
the
truth.
Fred, you're probably good at that.
I'm pretty much on time.
Yep, of course.
Time means something to me.
Wow!
As an executive producer.
Wow!
I live
so
by the minute.
That yes. makes you and I
It's
just,
so funny
we're
because
heathens.
Well, we were Ed Rohde and I were sitting in the green room, which we really don't have, but I'll call it the green room. It's my
sure.
office. And,
with
and
your drinks.
It's like a quarter. He gets here at 2:30. You know why, Fred? Because you told him when to get here and he listened
2:45,
to you.
2:45.
And then it's 2:45 and he's like, where's everybody? I'm like, oh, they walk in like pretty much right at 3 o'clock. That's why Fred freaks out, but yeah.
I mean, Rohde is always on time.
He was early.
That's
he was.
Impressive. On this day in history, 119 years ago, that would make it 1906, Bradbury Robinson of St. Louis University threw the first forward pass in football.
Hey, I didn't know we were famous for that.
That's pretty
cool.
I did not either. Fred, you did, huh?
I knew that, but I wonder, what did we do until then?
I don't know.
I mean, backwards passes? I don't know.
Laterals?
How do you come laterals?
With, how do you come
handoffs?
Up with a game without a forward pass?
So maybe they just did running.
Okay.
Yeah. And on this day, this has music, and it could be long. 39 years ago, in 1986, Dire Straits' Money for Nothing won the MTV Award for Video of the Year. Can we all picture it right now?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's amazing.
And it's well-deserved, I would say,
yeah.
also.
I mean... Yeah, and you just can't replace
no!
the way you feel about songs because of the video. And it's sad that we don't have it anymore because I think it evokes so much.
You have artists do music videos. You just don't really, you have to go search them out on YouTube.
Right.
Well, which is a shame because, I mean, MTV should be music television.
Yeah.
Well, they stopped doing that a long, long time ago.
They really did. It's sad. I feel sorry for this generation who doesn't have it.
But you're right about that, Jane. I mean, when you think about a video, it evokes something in your thought, and that's how you feel about that song pretty
forever.
Much from then ever.
We all know where we were when Thriller came. I mean, I remember where I was when I watched Thriller.
I do, too. And, you know, Dire Straits.
Hang on, we got to hit the post here. Okay. Here's Mark Knopfler.
Look at them yo-yos. That's the way you do it.
I just had to do that. Sorry.
I understand. And, of course, you know, it was Sting singing in the intro there. I want my MTV.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I want my MTV.
Wait, Fred, you didn't?
No.
Come on.
No.
Yeah, but he knew about Bradbury Robinson.
Well, I know, so he's got to get points for that. How did you not know that was Sting?
He did a newsletter about it.
Good of you.
Yeah. I remember, Fred.
Thank you.
I'm throwing this in because Jane is here, and I believe we agree on this. AARP, I'm sorry to have to say that. But anyway, they ranked Idris Elba as the hottest actor over 50.
Okay, now I agree with ARP.
Yep. And he's followed by Pedro Pascal at number two and Noah Wiley in third. But
Noah Wiley making a comeback just because he's got that show on Max called The Pit.
Now, I think
Come on.
Now, do you think Idris is sitting at home saying, wow, that's a great honor? Is he saying, oh, great, the old ladies love me?
Probably both.
I don't know.
Take it to the
but
bank.
But we do love you, Idris. You're beautiful.
Mike Tyson and Floyd Mayweather have signed up for an exhibition fight this spring.
Oh boy. Are they going to throw grills at each other?
There's no word on exact date or location, just giving you a heads up. And in science news this week, this is wild. A team in China figured out how to make glow-in-the-dark plants. They injected succulents with the same compound used in glow-in-the-dark toys and said it could be used on larger plants to, quote, imagine glowing trees replacing streetlights.
That's kind of cool, but so also, does it come back? Like, is it always glowing forever?
I do not know.
Okay, so we need some more.
I'd have a hard time thinking that would happen.
I'm thinking that if it's like a glow-in-the-dark toy, it has to have sunshine to juice itself up and then...
But then it will. So it's sort of like a solar thing.
Yes.
I could...
Yes.
I could be for that.
Uh-huh.
I'm actually kind of surprised we haven't tried that before. They haven't done that in more of a generalized
form.
We
have solar everything to put in your yard.
You're right. Why not a glowing tree?
Yeah.
And in robotics, researchers taught a robot dog how to play badminton. What? One science writer described it as being really good, but it maxed out at just 10 shots in a row before it missed. Why are we having dogs, robot dogs, play badminton?
Okay, so there's not really an application
for
that.
There's nothing. Zero.
I don't know. Do a human robot that plays badminton.
Do a human that plays badminton.
Well,
I mean, there are barely any humans that do that anymore,
true.
Right?
And in parenting news, a study found kids with helicopter parents have a harder time when they leave home and face life on their own.
Duh.
Mildly stressful things are more likely to seriously stress them out. Duh.
Duh.
All right, there is a story out today. Wait, let me talk about this first. In TV over the weekend and streaming, tonight on Apple TV Plus, Spike Lee's Highest to Lowest, starring Denzel Washington.
Ooh,
now, he is a record producer who plans to buy back control of his label or disrupted when ASAP Rocky tries to kidnap his son.
Okay.
So it's one of those.
We'll see if Paul has seen that when he joins us here in a few minutes.
That's like Taken plus plus. What was the show with
Kidnapped and the ID? I can't remember
the record company show. I can't remember.
Yeah,
that one? Okay.
And then Sunday, of course, at 8:15 Eastern, 7:15 our time is Sunday Night Football with the Bills and the Ravens. That'll be fun.
Yep.
Okay.
There's another show. Maybe Paul's going to mention it. There's a show that's on Max that starts this weekend that's got a good cast, but we'll see.
I don't want to take all Paul. I know
he'll
Fred
mention
sent
that
me
a few minutes.
What he was doing, and I'm trying to not do the same thing. A crime-fighting nun in Pittsburgh is in the news after she chased down a thief last month. Sister Mary Madeline runs a shop called Sacred Heart of Jesus that sells books and religious art. A customer set their purse down, and a woman there ran up and stole the credit card. So Mary chases the woman down the street, gave her a talking to, and got the cards back.
Amen, sister.
Girl.
I love that.
She said she's dealt with thieves before and always tells them, God loves you.
Oh,
but give me the credit cards back.
Right.
I can see her TV show now, None But the Bravest.
See?
Oh, Fred.
Yeah.
There he is again.
Nimer over there, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo!
And finally, in Sue's news, we have today's random fact. Listen to this. The USPS made stamps with the Statue of Liberty in 2011, but the picture they used was of the Statue of Liberty outside New York. The one, the New York, they used the one from Vegas. The New York
casino. Wait.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord.
Now, it's not clear if this was an accident or they just used it because it was a better picture. But in any event, because they used a replica Lady Liberty, they had to shell out $3.5 million for copyright infringement.
That's unbelievable.
Doesn't
that
just pretty much say it all?
I mean, about your federal government, doesn't it?
Well,
yeah.
Or at least the poor postal service currently.
I don't even know
currently.
What to say about that.
That is outstanding. That's a good random fact. There's no doubt about that. We'll go out here with a little money for nothing. We're coming back with Paul Hall on entertainment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City,
I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere.
I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
It is a Friday afternoon. We still have plenty to go here on the Mark Reardon Show. I'm very excited because the one, the only, the legendary Kenny Wallace is going to join us in the next hour.
How about old Fred Bottenheimer over there, ladies and gentlemen?
And this is there you go.
Isn't that great?
It is. I miss him. I have not talked to Kenny. Actually, and I'll mention this on the air, but when I was in the throngs of the mental health crisis, Kenny was one of those people that I called and reached out to, not only as someone who might have some resources and know some people who might be professionals, but just as a guy who is so positive and can talk you off the ledge sometimes. So we'll visit with him. We got a big NASCAR race in town. He's racing down in Peevely tonight, which should be
fun.
Sue, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it here.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not
clear messaging.
No.
And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Well, I guess you can already guess that it's National Cheese Pizza Day.
Based
on hard cereal. It's also National Lazy Moms Day.
Oh, when does that get to
Thank
happen?
Thank you. Nobody ever.
Okay, so now, okay, well, I've missed the whole day.
Yes,
I have not been
yes.
lazy today.
Yes. Well, you got tonight.
Okay,
that's good news. And National Be Late for Something Day.
Oh, well, I'm really good at that.
Jane lives that every day. Are you kidding me? Congratulations.
Okay. One time.
I have a reputation for that as well, though. I'm on time for the show, typically, but
in
the rest of my life, there may be tardiness issues that crop up from time to time.
It's hard.
Just telling the truth.
Fred, you're probably good at that.
I'm pretty much on time.
Yep, of course.
Time means something to me.
Wow!
As an executive producer.
Wow!
I live by the minute.
That makes you and I
It's so funny because, Ed Rohde and I were sitting in the green room, which we really don't have, but I'll call it the green room. It's my office.
With your drinks.
It's like a quarter. He gets here at 2:30. You know why, Fred? Because you told him when to get here and he listened to you.
2:45,
And then it's 2:45 and he's like, where's everybody? I'm like, oh, they walk in like pretty much right at 3 o'clock. That's why Fred freaks out, but
I mean, Rohde is always on time.
He was early.
That's impressive. On this day in history, 119 years ago, that would make it 1906, Bradbury Robinson of St. Louis University threw the first forward pass in football.
Hey, I didn't know we were famous for that.
I did not either. Fred, you did. Huh?
I knew that, but I wonder, what did we do until then?
I don't know.
I mean, backwards passes? I don't know.
Laterals?
How do you come laterals?
How do you come up with a game without a forward pass?
So maybe they just did running.
Okay.
Yeah. And on this day, this has music, and it could be long. 39 years ago, in 1986, Dire Straits' Money for Nothing won the MTV Award for Video of the Year. Can we all picture it right now?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's amazing.
And it's well-deserved, I would say, also.
I mean... Yeah, and you just can't replace the way you feel about songs because of the video. And it's sad that we don't have it anymore because I think it evokes so much.
You have artists do music videos. You just don't really, you have to go search them out on YouTube.
Right.
Which is a shame because, I mean, MTV should be music television.
Yeah.
Well, they stopped doing that a long time ago.
It's sad. I feel sorry for this generation who doesn't have it.
But you're right about that, Jane. I mean, when you think about a video, it evokes something in your thought, and that's how you feel about that song pretty much from then ever.
We all know where we were when Thriller came. I mean, I remember where I was when I watched Thriller.
I do, too. And you know, Dire Straits...
Hang on, we got to hit the post here. Okay. Here's Mark Knopfler.
Look at them yo-yos. That's the way you do it.
I just had to do that, sorry.
I understand. And of course, you know, it was Sting singing in the intro there. I want my MTV.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I want my MTV.
Wait, Fred, you didn't...
No.
Come on.
No.
Yeah, but he knew about Bradbury Robinson.
Well, I know, so he's got to get points for that. How did you not know that was Sting?
He did a newsletter about it.
Good of you.
I remember, Fred.
Thank you.
I'm throwing this in because Jane is here, and I believe we agree on this. AARP, I'm sorry to have to say that. But anyway, they ranked Idris Elba as the hottest actor over 50.
Okay, now I agree with Arp.
Yep, and he's followed by Pedro Pascal at number 2 and Noah Wiley in 3rd. But
Noah Wiley making a comeback just because he's got that show on Max called The Pit?
Now, I think so.
Come on.
Now, do you think Idris is sitting at home saying, wow, that's a great honor? Is he saying, oh, great, the old ladies love me?
Yeah, probably both.
I don't know.
Take it to the bank.
But we do love you, Idris. You're beautiful.
Mike Tyson and Floyd Mayweather have signed up for an exhibition fight this spring.
Oh boy. Are they going to throw grills at each other?
There's no word on exact date or location, just giving you a heads up. And in science news this week, this is wild, a team in China figured out how to make glow-in-the-dark plants. They injected succulents with the same compound used in glow-in-the-dark toys and said it could be used on larger plants to, quote, imagine glowing trees replacing streetlights.
That's kind of cool, but so also, does it come back? Like, is it always glowing forever?
I do not know.
Okay, so we need some more.
I'd have a hard time thinking that would happen.
I'm thinking that if it's like a glow-in-the-dark toy, it has to have sunshine to juice itself up and then...
But then it will. So it's sort of like a solar thing.
Yes.
I could...
Very,
you know what?
Yes.
I could be for that.
Uh-huh.
I'm actually kind of surprised we haven't tried that before. They haven't done that in more of a generalized form.
We have solar everything right. to put in your yard.
You're right. Why not a glowing tree?
Yeah.
And in robotics, researchers taught a robot dog how to play badminton. What? One science writer described it as being really good. But it maxed out at just 10 shots in a row before it missed. Why are we having dogs, robot dogs, play badminton?
Okay, so there's not really an application
there's nothing,
for that. So,
zero.
I don't know. Do a human robot that plays badminton.
Do a human that plays badminton.
Well,
I mean,
there's
barely any humans that do that anymore,
true.
Right?
And in parenting news, a study found kids with helicopter parents have a harder time when they leave home and face life on their own.
Duh.
Mildly stressful things are more likely to seriously stress them out. Duh.
Duh.
All right, there is a story out today. Wait, let me talk about this first. In TV over the weekend and streaming, tonight on Apple TV Plus, Spike Lee's Highest to Lowest, starring Denzel Washington.
Ooh,
now, right. He is a record producer who plans to buy back control of his label or disrupted when ASAP Rocky tries to kidnap his son.
Okay.
So it's one of those.
We'll see if Paul has seen that when he joins us here in a few
minutes.
That's
like Taken plus...
Uh-huh.
Plus... What was the show with... what was the
Kidnapped
show
and the ID? I can't remember.
The record company show. I can't remember.
Yeah,
what
I can't
was
either.
That one? Okay.
And then Sunday, of course, at 8:15 Eastern, 7:15 our time, is Sunday Night Football with the Bills and the Ravens. Ah, that'll be fun.
Yep.
Okay, here's our...
There's another show, maybe Paul's going to mention it. There's a show that's on Max that starts this weekend that's got a good cast, but we'll see.
I don't want to take
all
Paul. I know
he'll mention that in a few minutes.
What he was doing, and I'm trying to not do the same thing. A crime-fighting nun in Pittsburgh is in the news after she chased down a thief last month. Sister Mary Madeline runs a shop called Sacred Heart of Jesus that sells books and religious art. A customer set their purse down, and a woman there ran up and stole the credit card. So Mary chases the woman down the street, gave her a talking to, and got the cards back.
Amen,
you
sister.
Girl.
I love that.
She said she's dealt with thieves before and always tells them, God loves you.
Oh,
but give me the credit cards back.
Right.
I can see her TV show now, None But the Bravest.
See?
Oh, Fred.
Yeah.
There he is again.
Bottenheimer over there, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo!
And finally, in Sue's news, we have today's random fact. Listen to this. The USPS made stamps with the Statue of Liberty in 2011, but the picture they used was of the Statue of Liberty outside New York, the one, the New York, they used the one from Vegas. The New York casino.
Wait.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord.
Now, it's not clear if
this
was an accident or they just used it because it was a better picture. But in any event, because they used a replica Lady Liberty, they had to shell out $3.5 million for copyright infringement.
That's unbelievable.
Doesn't that just pretty much say it all?
About your
story?
Federal government?
Yeah,
doesn't it? Yeah.
Or at least the poor postal service currently.
I don't even know
currently.
What to say about that.
That is outstanding. That's a good random fact. There's no doubt about that. We'll go out here with a little money for nothing. We're coming back with Paul Hall on entertainment.
Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. The average rate on the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage dropped 16 basis points to 6.29%, according to Mortgage News Daily, following the release of a weaker-than-expected August jobs report. It marks the biggest one-day drop since August of last year. Rates are finally breaking out of the high 6% range where they've been stuck for months. A watchdog report released yesterday reveals a jailed former FBI counterintelligence official tipped off a Chinese firm with business ties to James and Hunter Biden that it was under investigation. The 23-page Inspector General's report asserts Charles McGonigal told an associate of the China Energy Fund Committee that the company was under FBI investigation. On Wall Street, stocks were lower to close the week, with the Dow falling 220 points. The S&P and NASDAQ were off slightly. Crude oil futures for October are down more than 2%, under $62 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COOL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Hey, Alex Rosenberger, my friend from Master Cars, Inc. in Granite City, is going to join us in the next hour. We always like to highlight the weekend of a really cool classic car show, Kicks On 66. So he will be with me in a little less than an hour. But I want to bring up what he does and he and his father do at Master Cars, Inc. It's a used car dealership with new car caliber, and they've been around Granite City for a long time. I've been in the office, for example, when Alex is on a an auction to get a used vehicle, and he's, you know, trying to look for something. I remember when we were looking for something for my son in particular. Was that the right vehicle? Was it in the right price point? You get to a certain point in the auction, and, you know, Alex, as a professional and someone who has a lot of experience, says, nope, you're getting past the point of, you know, comfort there. So they're experts. They know what the prices should be. They know really good mint caliber condition vehicles. They'll buy one from you if you have a great, you know, condition vehicle. They deal with lots of Harleys and motorcycles and Corvettes. They're the Corvette Kings here in St. Louis as well. But it's not just fancy cars. It can be your everyday car as well. Master Cars, Inc. in Granite City. Tell them that I sent you along. MasterCarsInc.com.
If you're considering an annuity as part of your retirement plan, we need to talk. Hi, I'm Bob Stockdale, Senior Vice President Investments with the ClearPath Wealth Management Group at Stiefel and host of On the Money Saturday mornings at 11 on 97.1 FM Talk. Annuities can be a useful tool for some retirement investors, but not all annuities are created equal. Every week, we meet clients who own complex annuities that don't suit their needs and, in some cases, actively undermine their retirement plan. Before you purchase an annuity, get a second opinion from the ClearPath Wealth Management Group at Stiefel. Requesting a consultation is free of charge. To request a free consultation, contact us at clearpathinvesting.com. That's clearpathinvesting.com, or call us at 636-695-2650. That's clearpathinvesting.com or 636-695-2650. Stiefel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member NYSC and SIPC.
It's time for a $98 AC tune-up.
433 in this portion of the show is sponsored by our friends at Jerry Kelly Heating and Air.
From Hillsboro to Highland, 97.1 FM Talk, St. Louis Conservative.
Every Friday at this time, we talk entertainment with Paul Hall from Common Guy Films. How about this movie, Conjuring Last Rites?
The devil has come to Pennsylvania.
Ed, there's an evil here, something I've felt before. This thing in your house is a demon. It's the first one that we ever encountered. We were young. We were scared. We ran away. After all these years, it wasn't done with our family.
I think I called it Conjuring Last Rites. It's The Conjuring Last Rites. This would be a sequel. I didn't catch on to that right away. How are you, Paul Hall?
One of many sequels in the Conjuring series, Mark. I'm doing well for a Friday afternoon.
Yeah, how many are those movies?
Yeah.
I lost count.
Right,
no, I
exactly.
I did.
Exactly.
The thing about the Conjuring movies, and they all come off of Annabelle as well, these are tales that are actually scary for the most part. Almost every time I've sat down with this Conjuring movie, I actually find myself getting creeped out a bit. No different here for Conjuring Last Rites. Now, the only problem I have with it is it takes too long to get to the point. It's about 2 hours and 15 minutes long. You get all the principals back. Vera Farmiga, who we love, of course, Mark, and alongside Patrick Wilson, back as Ed and Lorraine Warren. And this is their last case. This is the one with their daughter. We get a little prequel stuff or early stuff, including the birth of their daughter and the last case. And you get great post-credit scenes that include the real couple, including after the credits roll. There's one more sequence there that is something that most people in the screening that I was at didn't see. So you'll have to sit through to see it. I liked this. I did. I found myself getting creeped out enough. I liked the slow build of it. The graphics on the demons, I guess you could say, as you see them throughout the course of the movie, may turn a lot of people off. And I don't think if you're under 30, this is probably your cup of tea because of the slowness to it. I think we have a case where there's not a lot of people that are willing to let something develop. If you let it develop, good actors along the way, and good actors always give you something to look at that you'll enjoy. The Conjuring Last Rites for horror fans, I'd say go out and check it out.
And that's a theatrical, right?
That is theatrical. That's the big theatrical this week because there isn't a whole lot on the near agenda, it seems like, in theaters. And this is probably one of the ones they're hoping you'll come out and see.
All right. What else you got for streaming this weekend? Now, I'm very curious. I mentioned this before the break, and I wasn't sure what the name of it was. But there is a show on HBO that premieres on Sunday night, and it's called Task. Have you seen that one at all?
I haven't seen it quite yet. Mark Ruffalo's in that one.
Yeah.
It looks like it will be something that will garner a good audience. We can talk about it for sure more next week as it's got a couple episodes to go through. But definitely something to check out this weekend. If you're looking for something that's already there, The Thursday Murder Club is over on Netflix.
Yeah, I'd like to see it.
I loved it.
Did you like it? Okay, good. Then
I
loved
it. But I had read the book. It's a cute series, but the actors are great. I mean, it's Ben Kingsley.
Right.
It's Pierce Brosnan. You got Helen Mirren.
Yep.
It was awesome. Thoroughly enjoyable.
I'm in.
What is what makes it work. It's those actors. Those actors that you know, you're familiar with. And think about it this way. It's like a murder mystery podcast, but it's in a senior citizen community. And they get together every Thursday in the room that sometimes hosts jigsaw puzzles. Some days it hosts the Thursday Murder Club, and they dig into a cold case. Well, they end up digging into something that gets beyond cold case. It happens to be current, and it involves them and their place to live. It's quite fun the way it develops. These characters are enjoyable, and they tell a good story along the way. So,
I like that.
All things considered, Thursday Murder Club on Netflix is a very solid movie with actors that we love to see. Check that out right away.
Look at Sue seeing a movie.
Did you?
What got into you? You're in the middle of a move, and you're taking time to watch a movie.
She needed a break.
I'm impressed.
I did, but it's because a friend gave me the book. It's a series, and so we had decided when it first came out, when they announced they were doing it, that we would get together on a certain date and watch it.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and it was great.
Now, did anybody watch Hostage on Netflix?
Oh, no, I didn't.
I like it. It's about the female UK Prime Minister and the female Prime Minister of France, President of France, and there is a big problem, and it's exciting, it's good, it doesn't end in the way that you think it will, which I always like to be surprised, and so I recommend Hostage.
Yeah, I've seen it out there. Is anybody in that we know?
Not really. Yeah. That's the kind of cool.
Julie Delpy.
Yeah, I mean,
name,
it's not. This is not people that you're used to, but they were both very good, and I thought it was a really good effort.
I will recommend a couple of things here this afternoon.
Okay.
And Jane, I'm telling you, if you have Paul, you talked about it last week, Unknown Number, The High School Catfish.
Oh, mm-hmm. I mean, it's on the list.
Okay,
but
so
it's too disturbing.
I want to be careful. I want to be careful because for people who do not know the story, I knew the story, and I may have even let a little out of the bag last week unintentionally. It's better if you don't Google it, if you don't know what's going on here. I would not describe this as the most exceptionally executed documentary, but it will grab you. It's in one part. It's just an hour and 34 minutes. The story of this teenage girl and her boyfriend that are getting harassed from an unknown caller, getting text messages by not only the dozens, but by the hundreds in some cases. Mm-hmm. And the person responsible will shock you. And then there's even other things in here with the young girl who's the victim. In her reaction, the way she comes out of all this, Paul, I was telling you this via text message yesterday. I think it's bizarre. It really is. But this is another one of those stories. And there's so many good documentaries out there that will just make you shake your head and say, first of all, how did I miss this story in the news? Right.
Right.
Second of all, no way this really happened. And it did.
And it did.
In this movie, they put up all of the text messages, not all of them, but a good portion of the text messages that this young girl gets. And they say from the very beginning of the movie, all of these are real. And when you see the nature, the tone, the abuse that goes on with these text messages, you will be just blown away. So this is one I would recommend only because it's such a crazy, crazy story. This morning I wrapped up the Spike Lee documentary on Katrina.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. While I don't always agree with Spike politically, I watched all three parts. Paul, I don't know if you'd agree with this, but part three is almost a standalone. You could watch part three without watching the first two parts. It kind of stands on its own. It's the only one that Spike directed. I don't think he directed parts one and two, but I thought it was exceptionally well done. And what happened to those people in New Orleans needs to be remembered 20 years later. And I thought they did a good job of reminding us of the horrors in the aftermath of that hurricane.
They thought they were in the clear, and they weren't. And that, and the inability to diffuse knowledge, to help people.
But it's everything also that happened in the aftermath of the levee breaks, and just trying to reestablish portions of New Orleans as homes for people again.
Right.
And how we talked about this a little bit on the roundtable. How so many of them they moved to Houston. They moved to other places that were down in the South. They had to get away from New Orleans because they didn't have any place to go or to live, unfortunately. Anything else you got for us this weekend as we head into a big NFL game tonight with a team that you love and a team that I love?
And my team that I love is going to win. But
okay, we'll see about
beyond
the Bolts.
That, let's go with two movies that are in theaters that I have to mention before we leave. One, none of you are going to see, but you probably should. The other one, everyone should see, but nobody will.
Okay.
The Threesome is out there. I know, Mark, you're rushing out to see this. It is better than you think it is. Before you jump down its throat, there are things in here that people are going to have a lot of problems with. But I found myself enjoying a tale that comes out of nowhere as it grows on you throughout. It's a comedy about, obviously, exactly what the title is. Three people who don't know each other, and they do that one night thing, and of course their lives change forever. And lastly, I saw it again this week. It's still playing for one more week, I believe, out, maybe beyond that. They released a Jaws 50th anniversary version in theaters. It is in theaters now.
Fred went to see it.
Yeah, he went last week.
What'd you think?
He's not here.
No, I meant what did Paul think?
I thought this was amazing, beyond belief. The video and the way Spielberg redid it and remastered things as far as the visuals you see on screen, it heightens the sense of suspense throughout. It harkens back to movies that don't get made quite like that anymore today. In fact, I took my wife to see it. It was her first time seeing it on the big screen. She was blown away. She had a great time with it. It's still out there now. It's getting good crowds. Go out and see it while you get a chance. It's your chance to get out to the theater and see something that you love and you know you're going to walk away loving. This fall is going to feature a lot of anniversary editions, including Back to the Future and others. Definitely get out and see Jaws, though, before it gets out of your theater.
When you refer to that, you're talking about more films like Jaws playing theatrical for their anniversary releases.
Yes,
yeah, that's cool. I like that.
They're coming back for, I think it's 40 on Back to the Future, 30 or 40. They've got Home Alone is going to do a tour of many cities. Again, I think that's 25 there. It's just various anniversaries they're bringing out, and they're giving, kind of doing a remaster maybe with a little bit of extra stuff involved and putting it on the big screen. And I think that's what you're going to see a lot of those come to theaters all fall long and drive you back there.
Wow.
Home Alone has to be like almost, it was 1990. So, yeah, we're looking at 35 years.
35,
you said 25. Wow. Maybe I misheard you. But that's still such a damn good movie. I wish Chris Columbus wasn't flapping his lips about J.K. Rowling right now, because I think he just came off like an idiot this week. He, of course, directed Home Alone 1 and 2 and a lot of good movies from the 1980s. Paul, tell folks where they can find your reviews.
SimpleCommonGuy.com.
Now with me. Say it along with me. You ready?
Chargers.
No, it was Let's Go Chiefs. Let's Go Chiefs. Good luck tonight. We'll see you. Well, the NFL season got underway last night with a little saliva incident at the beginning. We have a big game tonight in Sao Paulo, Brazil, with the Chiefs and the Chargers. And Frank Cusumano is going to talk about all that. But he's on site at Norwood Hills Country Club this afternoon for a big tournament, aren't you?
Yes, Stiefel Charity Classic. The first round is in. Mark, I just saw something remarkable. You love golf, I know. You appreciate great golf. Stuart Sink, who I think is going to win the tournament, he was on 18. And he was basically like almost on the cart path, okay? And he knocks it to the fringe and then knocks in a putt from 50 feet away. He is your first round leader at 7 under par. He's unbelievable. He's 6'5", big and strong. He's a great guy. If you get a chance this weekend, this is the guy to follow. He is special.
Well, what's great about a tournament like this is that it doesn't really matter if you're following the leaders or not. You're going to see legends out there, right? You can go to, you know, the guys that are in last place on Sunday and see the final round at the early tee times. You're still going to see people that you know and you recognize and you've, you know, watched play golf for maybe decades.
Exactly. And if you love the game of golf, watching women play and watching the Champions Tour play where the players play where they really don't go after it hard, and it's all about tempo. I swear to God, I watched Ernie Els for like an hour yesterday on the range. It was just so beautiful to see that tempo.
Just like my swing, smooth as silk, Frank. Let me tell you, Ernie Els and I have a lot in common. All right, well, let's talk a little football. First of all, the spitting incident last night, just unbelievable, kind of just a sad way to start the NFL season.
It really is. I can't believe Jalen Carter would do something that stupid because he's the best defensive player on the field, either team. And what allowed them to do is the Cowboys looked great and they ran the ball. If Jalen Carter would have been out there the entire game, I guarantee you Dallas would not have scored like they did in the first half.
Yeah, and the first half was really the game. The second half, things really slowed down. There wasn't a lot of offense, and you know, the Cowboys end up getting a loss out of that. Now, we get a big game tonight, as I mentioned, in Sao Paulo. The Chiefs, you know, they win 15 games last year. They lose the Super Bowl in, you know, in a way that wasn't even close. But look, it's the Chiefs, right? It's the Chargers in a very improved division in the AFC. Anything could happen. A lot of people are picking Denver, perhaps, to surprise this year. But what are your thoughts as we head into another season with Patrick Mahomes and a leaner, meaner Travis Kelce is what we're hearing from camp. He's slimmed down a bit.
I got a buddy that covers the Chiefs. It's around them a lot. And he said it was like maybe 2 days after the Super Bowl, he was in that locker room, Patrick Mahomes, and leading the troops, that he is as locked in as ever. He doesn't want to give up the title because a lot of people think that Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson have passed him. Look, they only lost one game last season because the last one doesn't count, so they didn't play their starter. I mean, their last season, they lost one game, okay? So they have an offensive tackle that's going to protect Patrick, and a motivated Patrick Holmes is really scary.
Well, I can't wait, and it's going to be, you know, I'm seeing a couple of notes here for the opening weekend that I guess Christian McCaffrey might be out. It looks like Micah Parsons, who just goes to the Packers from the Cowboys, he would have been playing last night, he's questionable for the game against the Lions this Sunday, which is unfortunate.
Mark, how about the way it's beginning? I mean, the game tonight, then Sunday night, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson.
Yes.
Monday night, Chicago Bears and Luther Burden. I mean, I just can't picture. You almost have to be a communist not to watch the NFL this weekend.
I love it. But I will say this. Let me just toss this in because I've really gotten wrapped up, and this happens from time to time, especially over the last 5 years. I really got back into tennis during the COVID years. And you know, we all used to be fans of tennis back in the 80s and maybe the early 90s, got away from it. So I love women's tennis in particular. And last night, because of the weather delay at the football game and because of halftime, I was flipping back and forth. But the women's semifinals last night were fantastic. And you have the final tomorrow with Aryna Sabalenka and Amanda Asimova, who is an American who beat Naomi Osaka, who's also an American, but she plays for Japan. So I'm kind of glad she lost because I hate that. But the U.S. Open, Carlos Alcaraz won this afternoon, so he's in the men's final. The U.S. Open has really been a lot of fun, Frank. I know you've been busy with other sports, but it has been outstanding. And then we have Mizzou and KU tomorrow. Woo! At the Zoo. Thoughts on that as we start, well, not start the season. I guess we did that unofficially last week, but this is really the start of the season.
Okay, you have to be careful in the way you pronounce the name. It's not Jaden Daniels, it's Jalen Daniels. He's the Kansas quarterback who's got over 7,000 yards in his career, and this is his sixth year. And he gives you a semblance of Jaden. He's not going to be the second pick of the draft and a Heisman Trophy candidate, but he's a really good player. Look, all the talk in the preseason was Drink talking about his defense and the depth and the athletes, that linebacker Trotter. So they just have to make sure this guy doesn't go off, because I think Mizzou's offense is going to score some points.
You got to win that game tomorrow, though. I mean, this is a must-win game. The team knows it. The coach knows it. The fans know it. But, it's shocking to me that KU has put together a competitive program in Lawrence, Kansas. But they've done it. You know, credit to their athletic director and the coaches.
Yeah, it'll be a great game. It's a 2:30 game. I don't know what you do tomorrow. Do you go to golf early? You make sure you're home for the Cardinals. Do you want to see the Hungo speech at 3 o'clock? There's going to be an Infinity race on Saturday, and the big one, of course, is on Sunday. This is a tremendous sports weekend.
Yeah, we got Kenny Wallace coming up to talk about the races this weekend, the Enjoy 300. He's coming up at 5:30. Frank, get back on the course. Are you going to be hanging out there a lot this weekend, watching it and interviewing people? What's coming up Sunday night, by the way?
Oh, Sunday night. I spent some time today with Jack Nicklaus, so he's going to be one of our guests. He gave a really unbelievable interview. He's the best. And we'll be interviewing the winner of this tournament here at golf, and, of course, the winner at the Enjoy Illinois 300 at the track.
I love how he just nonchalantly drops in. Jack Nicklaus is going to be on the show on Sunday night.
That's so neat, guys.
That is awesome. All right, Frank, thank you so much. Have a great weekend. We'll talk on Monday.
Okay, guys, take care.
All right, Jane? You got big plans this weekend? I know you had the bike races down on the hill last weekend.
By the way, it was an incredible event.
Yeah, and I wimped out. I should have come down. I thought about it. I just got unmotivated in the afternoon.
It was actually really great, and it's an underrated event, and it was phenomenal. The weather was perfect. But it's going to be all sports all weekend.
I cannot wait. I'm looking forward to the game tonight.
I'm ready for it.
And I'm telling you, if you're into tennis at all, if you haven't checked out the U.S. Open, I would highly recommend that, because you're talking about Osaka, what she was wearing.
I cannot get that. That is just nonsense.
Yeah, I wasn't crazy about it either. Did you see it?
She wore it every match.
It looked like a tutu.
It looks like a tutu. It's ridiculous. Just play sports.
Well, she lost. And again, I get pissed off at her because she was born in Japan, but she's lived here. She's trained here. She lives in Beverly Hills, and she decided a decade ago, to play for Japan, which is utterly ridiculous. So I'm kind of glad she lost last night. Have a great weekend, though.
Bye, guys.
And Sue's coming back. We have Brian Kilmeade on the other side of the news.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.